We're doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Bo, and we were focusing on Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim. The Netivot Shalom continues and says, "Lemantis called Yom Tzitcha Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yom Mechayecha, so that you remember your exodus from Egypt throughout the days of your life. V'chol Yom V'Yom Mechayecha, every day of your life. Noten Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yehudi, and Noten Hakadosh Baruch Hu LiYehudi, Koach Latzet LiGel MeMitzrayim. Hashem gives the Jew strength to go out and be redeemed from Egypt. V'afilu Kshuv Techlit Shepen Amasav." Even when he's all the way down and out, Gam ken yesh lo koach letzet miMitzrayim, he also has strength to leave Egypt. Sheimesak shamayim shamata v'atzia sheol hinach. If I go up to heavens, I know Hashem, you're there. And if I go way down below, you are there as well. So David Amel said the pasuk, meaning Hashem, I know you're all encompassing, you're omnipresent. The Netivot Shalom says, the pasuk is telling us a message, wherever I am, even if I've hit it all the way rock bottom, v'atzia she'ol hinach, I know you're there with me. You'll help me get out of it. If a guy wants to get out of it, on any given day, Hashem is with him. That's the concept of remembering the exodus from Egypt every day, meaning there, every day we have to know Hashem is there with us, giving us the potential to leave Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim of our lives. ונכלל בזה כמאמר מרן הסבא הקדוש מסלונים זכותו יגן עלינו. Included in this is what the grandfather from Slonim said, שיום שיהודי אינו עושה פעולה הפך רצונו לשבור את כוח הרע אינו נחשב ליום בחיים. If a person has a day where he doesn't do one action that is an action of self-control, an action where he goes against his materialistic desires. If a person has a day of his life where the day can pass and he hasn't overcome his desires once, he hasn't overcome the what he calls the koach hara, the force of bad, even once, then it's like he didn't live that day. It's like he's had a day in his life which wasn't a day of living. Hainu, meaning shebechol yom v'yom, and any day, every single day, noten HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYehudi, God gives the Jew koach shel yitziat Mitzrayim, that strength of exodus from Egypt, ve'alav latzet mechelek nosaf shel Mitzrayim, hu koach hara hanimtza bo, and it's his responsibility to advance in his exodus from Egypt, to move one step forward out of his own personal Mitzrayim. His own personal Mitzrayim is that strength of bad that's within him, and when he overcomes it, he's taking one step forward out of Mitzrayim. Namru Chazal, our sages taught us, Shekasher Amar Moshe Yisrael Atem Nigalin, Moshe told the Jewish people, God's going to redeem you. Amru lo, they said to Moshe, Hechanu Nigalim, how are we going to get redeemed from here? The land of Egypt is filled with our own idols. How could we leave Egypt when we ourselves are so steeped, we're so deeply into the defilement? Moshe said to them, when God wants to redeem you, he doesn't look at the fact that you have so many idols. Zeu kocha shel yitziat Mitzrayim. That is the strength of leaving Egypt. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Natan. Hashem implanted that strength. Shafilu b'matzav ha'garua biyoter. Even when a person is in the worst possible state, yicholim liyigel, they could be redeemed. Shekevan shechavetz Hakadosh Baruch Hu legalchem. Being that God wants to redeem you, harei hu noten layudi. He gives every Jew the strength to be redeemed from Egypt in any situation he may be. That's why the Holy Torah wrote with so much detail at such length, it's called Parshat Galut Mitzrayim, the whole story of our exile in Egypt, the Geulat Mitzrayim, and the redemption from Egypt. Shehem inyanim nitzchiyim, because the redemption from Egypt is an issue which is eternal. She'en ze rak meora shekara ba'avar, it isn't just a matter of history, something that happened in our past. Ela nitzchiyut, but rather the exodus from Egypt is eternal. V'imei ha-shavuot halalu, and the days of these weeks, shebehem korin b'torah parshiyot yitziyat Mitzrayim, that during these weeks we read the parshiyos of Yitzias Mitzrayim, mesugalim liyehudi latzet v'leichaletz migalut Mitzrayim. These days have a special mesugalim, they have a special strength for the Jew to go out latzet v'leichaletz migalut Mitzrayim, and to be rescued from the exile of Egypt. מאותו חלק מצרים שהוא משוקע בו, that portion of Mitzrayim that he is sunk in. וכיוון שחפץ הקדוש ברוך הוא לגאולכם, going with that medrash, that because God wants to redeem you, שוב אינו מביט בגילולי עבודה זרה שלכם, God doesn't take note of a person's own עבודה זרה. So we all have things we're embarrassed. We all have things that we wish we hadn't done. We all have things in our past. We have skeletons in our closets. And sometimes a person can say, well, how am I ever going to get out of this? So, us. So the Rebbe from Slonim says, just like in Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem says, I don't look at the fact that Egypt is filled with Jewish idols. I don't look at the fact that the Jews have manufactured and worshipped so many idols. I say, now I want to take them out. I will take them out and I'll help them get out. They'll do theirs and I'll do mine. By the same token, in every individual's personal world, it doesn't matter how far down he's gone. Hashem says, I want him to get out of it, and I won't take note. I won't focus on his faults, but rather I will help him move forward and advance his own personal Yitziat Mitzrayim to leave Egypt. And let's not forget the point that Rebbe from Slonim made, the grandfather made, that any day a person lives in which he hasn't taken another step out of his own Mitzrayim is like he hasn't lived that day. Every day a person has to think, okay, what did I conquer today? When did I have a point in my day where I was in charge, where I was doing what was right and not what I wanted to do? I let my neshama control my material, my physical desires. When did I have such an instance? Not habit, not the fact that I walked into Minyan this morning. Great, I'm used to walking into Minyan, that's not the big deal. He's talking about a person conquering himself, taking control of himself. And he says, every day, in order for it to be a day where I was living, must be a day where my neshama took hold, where I took one step forward, one more step, out of my personal Mitzrayim. And the point that the Nativot Shalom has been driving home is the Leman Tizkor Et Yom Tzitcha Me'etz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. This concept that Chazal taught us, that we have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, is not just the memory, oh, we went out of Egypt, like we say in Shema twice a day, but it's also the application of that, the Nitzchiyut, the eternity of that concept, that just as we went out then, we have to continue going out now from our own personal Mitzrayim.